So we're live. Let's play some music and let's welcome everyone to a new episode of the Women's Empowerment Series. I have with me a beautiful, incredible activator, spiritual mentor, Samantha Blossom. It's such an honor to have you this morning for you and this afternoon for me.
Yay, Dr. Hinn, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Ooh. Me too. I've been looking forward to this because the energy of money is something that is always there, but we don't understand it. So I'm so happy to have this theme for our conversation this morning for you.
Yes, I love it so much. I love it so much. And I love getting money into like really heart-centered women's hands.
Like that. I like that. So what brought you to become a leader in the field and to speak so eloquently and so freely about it?
Well, I definitely feel like it's just my mission, you know. I feel like money is the bloodline of society. And I feel like when we can collectively update the energy of money, it's like we're going to have a whole new world. And so I'm very excited about, I feel like there is happy money. There's money that like actually like uplifts you and makes you happy. And then there's money that maybe we've made from, you know, like pulling a little bit of manipulation and that feels different in the body, you know? And I've really noticed, you know, how it affects the body and how it affects the mental world, like depending on the way that they allow the money to come in.
That's true, actually. And it's like, we have people connecting from Tunisia. Hello from joining us. Let us know where you're connecting from. We're talking money today, the energy of money. It's a subject we don't even like to put out there, but it's good. We need to hear about it. So let's go back to this different sources of money and how, you know, like how we got to bring it in our life. Do we actually know and make the difference, or do we ignore it and hide, like if it's real, if it's manipulative, it is? How, what do you think?
So a lot has to do with intention. I do feel like in general, because money passes through the planet, so it has like its own frequency. But like I said, money is kind of like a piece of tofu. It's neutral. And so when you are in the magnetism of love, you're going to have a spark that creates money from that space. But if you're in a really deep, low fear, you can also magnetize money, but it's not going to feel the same. So I've seen clients when they're like in that low frequency and they may have like, you know, 10 houses, but like they don't feel good. You know, it's like there's so much stress in their system because I feel like the way that they brought it in was stress. Like they stress out their team, they feel stressed. So that's very different. And I've also seen, you know, clients where it was like, they're so buzzing. They love their team. They're infusing love. Like money just pours in because they're in that space of love. Mm-hmm. And so then everything that they create is just, it almost creates this like super flow effect.
You know? Yeah.
And so to me, it's more about, you know, like how do we create from love versus fear? And how do we adjust? Because I think so many people operate on fear around money. How do we adjust that and get people into that love state and create from there so that they're actually like birthing more love?
So this is beautiful what you just said, because people think about fear around money, and it's usually fear of lacking it, or if we make it, it's fear like, can we sustain it? Can we make more of it? How do you do to change that? Because it's all this energy of lack that it's always difficult to entangle.
Yeah. So I feel like it's like an addiction in the body to go into that lack. So even right now, I think you can feel between like contraction versus expansion. Mm-hmm. And you can feel between the difference between criticism and gratitude.
Okay.
So when we are in gratitude more often of the time, 51% of the time, we're just like, thank you, thank you, thank you for what I have. Thank you for the money coming in. A lot of times what happens is like a lot of money comes in and then people go into fear because they're afraid it's going to go away.
Yes, yes.
But if they can go into, oh my gosh, so much came in, and oh my gosh, more is going to come in, and they can go into the energy of rising, and then they
compound it up. Yeah. But how do you recognize that shift? Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it's like, if it's subtle, and sometimes it's too strong. You cannot change it.
Yeah. So I do feel like a lot of times it's a lot of practice. It's like being aware in the moment, like a detective of, okay. Oh, like, okay, I went down that route, and I always go that route, and it doesn't take me where I want to go. So what if I move here? What if I feel a little bit better? What if I do this? Yeah.
So you become more intentional, and you actually really watching what's happening in your mind.
Yes, yes.
So let's go back now to you, Samantha. What brought you to this? Because you've been doing this for as long as you started, right? Forever, right?
So I've been doing this. So I've been doing energy healing for 15 years. And then at some point I started to have all these healers come to me and tell me they didn't know how to make money.
Oh, that's how it started.
Yeah. And then, so I was like, okay, in order for me to impact more people and get this mission out there, I really need to play with the energetics of money. And so I started, you know, one of my clients, she went from like charging $100 sessions to hitting like $500,000 months. Like, so
wow. That's quite exponential. It's huge.
In six months, I think that was so huge. You know, because the thing is, what I do is like I start to update the system, and then she'll gravitate towards like a better business coach, it's like her energy field gravitates towards better strategies and things that are in alignment for her to like have these like bigger things manifest, you know?
And then how do you work with that? What does it, can you explain what working with energetics means for someone who, you know, it's like scientific logic, I just need to know 1 + 2. How do you do that? What does it mean?
Well, okay. So I think a really simple way to explain it would be, you know, like, you know, in winter, when like in the winter, it's like your socks start to like, the lint sticks onto your socks and like the lint sticks onto your sweater, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's like this electrical current. And so
there's static.
And we can see it visually, right?
Because the hair like goes.
Yeah. And that same energy happens around money. Like that same energy happens like when you're feeling like so good, like it's like the universe just like magnetizes like the right strategies, the right connections, the right like conversations, you know, like one of my clients,
the right ideas, the right, yeah, opportunities. Yeah.
It becomes like you're, because that electrical circuitry is on, it turns into kind of like a super flow. You know, it's like this hyper synchronicity space where it's like, boom, 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 you know, it just happens.
I love that. I love that. And so how do you find that the click? I know you talked about fear and love. Do you connect them with that actually?
Yeah. So I think that the word love has been very played out, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's on a Hallmark card. It's like a little heart, mm-hmm. you know, but it's the frequency of love. And the frequency of love is like pure gratitude, pure joy. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm so excited that I'm alive. Mm-hmm. Like I am so grateful for being alive, for everything that I have. Like that energy of like pure gratitude, it makes you like a tuning fork for like really good things to magnetize to you.
I love how you explain it. Like really nice. It's like, you know, several times we have conversation and we talk about finding love, your inner love inside you, but the way you say it, it just makes sense because it is about the gratitude of your being, right?
Yes, because when you're celebrating creation, so I always say like the universe just operates in ones and zeros. So it's either open or closed.
Okay.
So when we're in fear and contraction, it's like it cuts off our blood circulation. We don't think as well. Like we don't have creative ideas. Like
fear. We're closed.
Yes, we're closed. It creates a form of paralysis.
Mm.
But when you're in love, it opens your heart. It opens your meridians. It opens the flow state. It allows the universe to deliver magic to you.
Mm, I love that. And how do you help your clients? And you work mostly with women, or do you also work with men?
I work with men and women. Mm-hmm. For some reason, at some point, maybe in 2020, it shifted more towards women. but I've always worked with both. And it really depends on the person. So if I'm coaching, I just, you know, just talking about like just getting them to focus more on what they love.
Yes.
But if a client is coming to me, I'm actually working on their energy field. So that's something that's just like specific that I can do for them.
Because of your maturity energetically and your enlightenment. Yeah. And that's because of who you are in your work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like the type of work I do is like I'm tuning into their consciousness field, and I can help them like release like past life stories or ancestral programming. Or it could be belief systems stored in the body that we can update and clear out. So it's kind of a co-creation, you know, what I do is like, I ask them to stay in their highest power and to feel their highest timeline. And then when I work on them, I'm adjusting them to like the person they're becoming essentially.
That's incredible. And it works.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. And so how then you link all of that into the energy of money? Is it specific or is it something that you add after all that?
So yeah, I do feel like it's pretty specific that I work, like I have a mastermind where I have a lot of women that move from like $20,000 to $100,000 months, and we're just tuning up the frequency the whole time. So a lot of it is also just like self-awareness, like where are they creating from love and where are they creating from fear, you know? So because humans are very intuitive, and I do mainly work with coaches a lot of times, because when like people are very intuitive, so they gravitate towards love. They gravitate towards like things that feel really good, you know?
Yeah. Like that's what we all want. Yeah. More of it. Yeah.
And I do feel like there's a huge identity piece, right? Because if you don't see yourself as the woman that can hold money and have it and grow it, I think then even if it comes in, you end up repelling it because some part of your identity didn't receive like, oh my gosh, like I have this much power now or this much freedom or this much, you know, whatever it is that your psyche gives yourself like the definition of.
And that's something you probably carry from old paradigms and old beliefs, yeah?
Yeah.
Or heritage, even something from your ancestors.
For sure. Like, you know, like if someone comes in with like, I'm always the little sister, I'm always like the comic relief, I'm always the person that helps, you know, like I'm always like, or some people have like, I'm always the savior, you know, like I'm always the person.
Yeah, saving. I'm always the one that pays and I'm always the one that spends. Yeah.
Yeah. So then like that identity, right? We just want to like love on that identity and help it shift.
Yeah.
So we can help it evolve and be like, oh, actually you're the star of your show now.
And you don't have to, and you have a new identity. So you like, you change the identity and create a new one so that you become a magnet for whatever you want.
Yeah.
So it's really everything is how is your identity? How do you change your identity and change your subconscious mind?
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of it is just the deep internal conversations. Like I think that it's not like performance. I mean, some people go into performance energy. So when you're in performance energy, it's like, I'm not who I am. I'm doing this and I'm manipulating so that people can think of me in a certain way. But there's also just like the energy of like, okay, right now I'm showing up and I'm being seen. So then I show this side. But then who are you when you're off screen? Yeah. You know, who are you when nobody's watching? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big piece a lot of people miss. Because like, if you're not, if like once nobody's watching, you suddenly like drop your frequency, then it's kind of like the stream that was like trying to come to you and then you close
you block it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. It's like you can pretend, you can, you know, put the mask and just be there and eloquent and everything. And then behind the scenes, like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Who do I think I am? Or do I deserve this? Or, yeah. So it's really, it's the truth. Like, what is your truth? It's not about making it up. I mean, people say, like, you know, you can fake it till you make it, but it's not really. It's really, what truth are you aligned with?
I feel like fake it till, it's more like adjust it till it becomes real.
Yeah,
it's like a little bit at a time, a little bit every day. You know, you're like shift, you're like a mechanic. You're like shifting your hologram a little bit every day. Mm-hmm. And then like, then there's this one day where it's like, boop.
it just aligned.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you shift? Would you help? What is like one thing you could share that could help someone change an identity? I know people are watching us, they'll watch us on replay as well. And, you know, I think what's interesting is that we all want to be aligned with magic money and attract money in our lives and more money, money with ease. Like, you don't have to work so hard. You just, you know, kind of let it flow into you. What is that shift that you can advise or have someone do to start seeing a difference in their life?
I think one of the biggest secrets, though, is that women can channel money directly.
Huh.
And they don't give themselves that permission because they've been brainwashed by the patriarchy saying that they can't.
Wow. Like, how is that? It's like through their feminine energy? Through their...
Yeah, but like most women think they need to make money like men. So they go into their masculine. And so we need the masculine, of course, in our body, but they do it like overboard and it gets into protection and woundedness. But that's going to be like a whole other topic. But so if you want just like one, I think if it's just like one simple thing, I would say like make a recording of yourself, of your like of your new identity. Like, oh my gosh, like this is who I am now. Money comes to me in this magically. Yeah. And yeah, and I would play it every day and then notice when the negative thoughts beliefs come in of like, I don't
believe that. No, that's not true. That's not true. Yeah, because that's what we do. We're like, no, that's not true.
No, that's not true. No. And then start to write all of those like beliefs out and challenge them. Like, okay, like, why isn't that true?
Because it's too far away, because it's too hard, because it's too complicated, because so you have all those things that plays out for everyone, actually.
Yeah, so that's the other thing is like once you shift your money mindset, you really want to create a protective bubble.
Mm.
Because like, especially like women, they're like, oh my gosh, like I just hit $100,000 a month, you know? So often I see them like they're so excited and they drop.
Yeah, they do, yes. That's true.
So
they drop because they're like, can I sustain it? Can I make it again next month?
Yes.
How did it happen? We don't even know how it happens.
Yeah. And you know, the way that you know how it happened from your love.
From your love of what? Of life? Of yourself? Of life. The force of life.
Of your business, of the people. It happened from the love.
Everything happens from the love. You know, it's interesting that you're saying that. And, you know, more I work on this, and since I've been in self-development now for like 3 years that I'm teaching and mentoring women, and it's just that word becomes the overriding theme of every single thing we do, every part. It's about, are you nurturing the love around you? Are you receiving unconditional love? Are you accepting it? Because you can receive it. I'm like, no, I can't do that, because that's what we do, right? You protect yourself. You're like, how can I handle it? Yeah,
because that love frequency gets up to like 500.
Mm-hmm.
Enlightenment is like the video game of life is like enlightenment, you know?
Yeah, that's the highest part. Yeah.
And so part of that, and that's why I'm saying like, there's a difference between like high frequency, like love money and happy money versus like low dense frequency money. That's like, you know, you're like creating war and harming people, you know, different. Yeah.
But this is not what we're talking about. We're really talking about the money that comes while you are fulfilled, you're content, where you're happy.
Yes. Yeah. And that all comes from like really breaking down, like, do I love this about my business? Do I love this about my identity? Do I love this about my relationship? You know, and when you can sustain that, when you can continuously cultivate that, that creates the movement.
Yeah, it does.
That movement is like what gravitates clients to you.
I, you know, it's interesting you saying that, because that's a lot of work we start with is often about loving yourself, and yes, loving your own self is taking care of yourself. And often you have people say, you know, when I have money, then I'll take care of me. When I have money, then I eat better. I will exercise. I'll take care of my body. But it's the other way wrong, right? And it's just like to be able to convince people about that. Sometimes.
So think about your body. You're like, you're the CEO of your body, and your body is like trillions of cells, you know, and like your body is like, so it happens in the energy field first. It happens in the spiritual realm first. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you feel the wholeness, like in your energy field and in your body, that's when like then money comes to support it.
And you know, the money comes to compound whatever you are.
Yes.
And change it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so everything that you already have, like your house, your car, the more that you can have gratitude for what you have, it's a hologram. It's not solid. It looks solid, but it's all energy. And it came in from a certain energy. So the more you're like so grateful for like everything in your life, then it can stay. The moment you're not grateful for it anymore, it goes away.
Do you think this is why? Because some people go through tough times, and you know, you go through failure, bankruptcies, losing all the money. Is it because the lack of gratitude?
Yeah.
Do you think it's that?
Yes, because they went into fear.
They went into fear. Yeah, often because we go into it. And we start attracting whatever we fear.
Yeah, it starts like little. They're like, oh no, what if this happens? Oh yeah. No, I'm worried about that. And then it's like, and then it just
yes. Yeah.
And then they manifest that experience. So the faster we can be like, oh, what if it does work out? What if this is good? What if this happens? Right. We start to ascend the energy. And you can feel that. You can feel it viscerally.
Yeah. But as you said, sometimes we are in such a vortex that you don't even hear yourself compounding negatively into a direction that, you know, you might even need that direction to get you some wisdom and bring you up into something higher. Because once you've touched bottom, you probably will not fear anything anymore because you've seen it all, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, for sure. And I feel like when I hit like super rock bottom, like I think I was like $130,000 in debt or something. So like, because I own like a yoga studio and I was exhausted. I had like 20 employees.
That's a lot.
And I was just like overnight, like what happened? But and it was compound internal negativity of like, oh no, I'm not doing a good job. You know,
Did you remember? Is it yourself on your own? Is it the overwhelm? How did it get triggered in your case?
Well, so I purchased an already existing studio. So like I had like a vision of like, oh my gosh, like I'm a Care Bear, Heartbeam, like wanted all this, but like the clientele and like, it just wasn't the same frequency as me. And so all of a sudden I started to just get taken over by the frequency. And so usually I tell people it's like, unless you're really sure that business that you're purchasing is like very in alignment with your vision, like it's hard to shift an already existing energy flow.
Yes. And you work with energy. So, you know, it's good to start clean. And
yeah, it's good to start clean. It's so much better because like you think you're saving time.
But you're not, because you're inheriting all that and negativity. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to work through it. Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, so that was like a huge gift for me. Like what a blessing, you know?
You have gone through that. Yeah. To have experienced the and found there is probably more wisdom that you could ever find, isn't it?
Yeah. And once I figured it out, I like quickly bounced out of it. So I was just like, oh, that's it. It was like, I just was like trapping myself in, I'm not good enough, you know, versus like, actually, like, I'm so good at what I do. Like, you know, like the resentment was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm seeing like 10 clients a day, and all that money is going towards paying like the whole studio, you know? Mm-hmm. So like that was like a resentment cycle.
Yeah.
Versus
gratitude for being able to own it afterwards. Yes.
Instead of like going into gratitude of like, oh my gosh, like I love all the people. I'm still friends with so many people. You know, it's like once I shifted into gratitude, it was like everything just like opened up.
Incredible. And yeah. I hear you, and I'm absolutely with you. The moment you shift into gratitude, everything changes. And it might not change right away. It's not day one or day two or even month one, but it's just sustaining that. It shifts completely.
So I think the hardest part is to have gratitude for things that aren't working.
Yes.
So even when something's not working, to be like, thank you so much, universe, like, thank you. And to keep fine tuning of like, and this is where I want this energy to go. Right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because the moment something goes wrong, it's like, so I also see the universe as like math, you know, like adding up. Like if you see like, oh my gosh, this thing that seems like it went wrong is actually like adding up. Mm-hmm. Then it's very different than like, oh my gosh, this thing happened and it was horrible and it's bad.
Yeah. And then you see that it's an evolution. It's a continuous evolution. And you know that you will be better. You'll get better. You get better. Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's why I think some people can fail like 100 times, but they're not seeing it as failure. They see it as like, okay, step. This is the next step, you know? And then they suddenly get like super successful. Cause like in their mind, they're like, that it's not failure. It's just trial and error, trial and error.
So as we're wrapping up, I wanted to see what will be a nice mantra to link this back to money, because gratitude shifts your energy, brings you more a positive outlook. What can you add? I mean, I remember I love the Bob Proctor mantra that I was repeating. I attract money into my life continuously from different sources, something like this. So it's like kind of a repeat, you know, even if it's not true, because it wasn't true, but it just kind of repeating it. Is that something you also do or advise your clients and do it?
I do say like, say a mantra and like go on a walk. Go on a walk. Like move your body while you're saying the mantra. Uh-huh.
And what would be a mantra for money that you would say? What is your favorite one?
I feel like I would say I'm able to channel money directly.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to borrow that one. I like it.
It releases all the distractions of like how it has to come in. It's just like very direct. Like I'm able to channel money directly.
Yes. And it's just straight to your portal. Well, let's hope for more money to you and to everyone watching us and channeling all the money you wish. I mean, I love the mantra, which is like, money comes in continuously from different sources. We're upgrading it today into, I like to channel money directly. I like that one. And sending all the positive vibes to everyone. This was so beautiful, Samantha. Thank you so much for your energy and your presence. I enjoyed it very much.
Amazing.
Thank you, everybody. Sending all the love to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Ciao.